Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. President Joe Biden wants to erase the Abraham Accords, which could lead to a war in the Middle East. That's the headline. Winky Madad comes to explain this headline and the possibility of a real war in the Middle East.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
President Biden's White House has made a decision. He directed his State Department to erase the phrase Abraham Accords. If he doesn't want to use that term, doesn't want that type of operation in any way going on for the State of Israel, could that ignite a war pretty quickly in the Middle East?
Well, Jimmy, it's a matter of course, ideology or even faith-based politics. Mr. Trump and his advisors come from a very strong biblical prophetic basis. And for them, the peoples of the Middle East are the sons of Abraham. For Mr. Biden and his very liberal, democratic, even progressive party now, to speak in any terms of faith or religion or Bible is a touchy topic. And so they preferred normalization accords. Abrahamic, of course, means that the Jews, Arabs, and even the Christians have a common destiny in the Middle East, and we should approach things on that level. This is like Mr. Biden trying to avoid the elephant in the room, and if he does so, he just might ruin any sort of future possibility for not only for peace, but economic cooperation and other issues that will advance at least the benefit of the people to realize that they could have a better future if they stop with jihad, if they stop with all sorts of issues that have nothing to do not only with Israel's right to exist, but for their rights to live in a peaceful and secure area without any threats.
Winky Madad explaining why President Biden wants to erase the term Abraham Accords. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. President Biden's plan to erase the phrase Abraham Accords and not use the term in public discourse could put the Middle East in a situation with the absence of any peace agreements between Israel and their Arab nations, making it a step closer to a Middle Eastern war, which was foretold in Ezekiel 38, Daniel 11, and Psalm 83. When these peace treaties seem to have fallen apart, that will bring the Antichrist on the scene, Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27, for this satanic world leader to confirm these broken peace agreements. This scenario unfolding politically today will bring about the prophetic scenario that was foretold in Daniel's prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...